Next item on the agenda will be number 9.
Good afternoon, Mr. Holland and members of the commission. We have a formal restoration hearing regarding Thomas Mylan's unauthorized prop dredging of approximately 300 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom adjacent to his property situated along Thalia Creek in Virginia Beach. The vicinity map, this is Thalia Creek. Property's right here in the center of the red circle. If you're familiar with this area, it's Independence Boulevard, Virginia Beach Boulevard, Pembroke Mall, and Princess Anne High School directly to the south. A little bit closer up, this is a slide taken from City of Virginia Beach e-mapping service. This is the property. As I stated, this is the upper reach of the western branch of Lynn Haven, Thalia Creek. Characteristics of this waterway include expansive mud flats and silty bottom materials, fine-grained bottom materials, not like the sand at Lynn Haven Inlet. After the activities, Mr. Mylan hired Waterfront Consulting, Inc., represented by Robert Simon, who cannot be here today. He is on a pre-scheduled vacation. He provided a summary of the surveying activities. That's item number 8 in your book, if you'd like to reference that. He was hired after the dredging occurred, so staff wanted to point out we do not find him responsible for any of this activity other than providing the drawings. As you notice in this drawing, this is a estimated pre-construction survey. And in the yellow line is the pre-dredging activity, the mean low water line. And as in keeping with the Code of Virginia, channelward of mean low water is state jurisdiction. Landward of mean low water in this area up to the point of the vegetation is mean time and a half to low to high water elevation is the Wetland Board's jurisdiction. And looking at these drawings, I've pulled slides from the Wetlands Board presentation. In the pink is denoted the entire wetlands impact, including mudflat and vegetated areas. This area was dredged. This area was filled. Back in March of 07, the City of Virginia Beach learned of a violation and began processing that violation with on-site meetings and informal office meetings with Mr. Mylan. After 1 year, including 4 show cause hearings and civil charges totaling approximately $6,700 paid by the applicant, the local wetlands board just approved in February of 08 an after-the-fact application and restoration plan. This slide, also taken from the city presentation, gives an idea of the area to be restored in terms of excavating the dredged sediment that was placed over the wetlands and the planting of Spartina alterna flora and Spartina patens. What is not shown here is the additional condition required by the board that a 50-foot wide riparian buffer be established and created landward of the new wetlands restoration area. Now we go back to the survey drawing, the pre-construction survey. Again, low water. I want to use this as a basis to compare city aerials taken at specific times before the activity began. This is in December of 2005. Here is the pier, boat lift, good low tide event. Back up again, you see low water on the back end of the L head, about the same location with this aerial. Another shot of the same time period, as you can see, the sun glaring off the mudflat, giving you a good idea of low tide and the commission's jurisdiction. Now, during the course of the wetlands hearings and through meetings with Mr. Mylan and his agent, Bob Simon, as additional information was submitted in application drawings, the commission learned of activities occurring channelward of mean low water in dredging. Now, what we've shown here, the yellow line again is mean low water after the prop dredging. A red line is now mean low water, and channelward of the original yellow line in that pink orangish color is the dredging that occurred in the commission's jurisdiction. Now, based on this survey information provided by Waterfront Consulting, they estimated about 300 cubic yards of subaqueous bottom was displaced. Now, I want to skip ahead about a year or so to some aerials post-dredging. This is about a year and a couple of months after those original photos. This is about a mid-tide event. But as you can see, clearly see mudflat, the remnants of mudflat as it's been carved out. Now, the majority of the photos, even the ground shots I'm about to show you, indicate impacts to the Wetlands Board jurisdiction, and we're not here to discuss or to rule over the wetlands violation. However, it's the best way I can give perspective, staff can give perspective of the scope of the activities. Another aerial, just another view from the south. You can see the mudflat, the shallow areas. We'll see more of this in the ground shots. So in November of 2007, Habitat Management sent a notice of violation with an indication to Mr. Milan that we will pick up the violation and take this before the commission at the conclusion of the Wetlands Board activities, which were ongoing. Now I'm going to begin some ground shots showing the pier. This is his pleasure boat in the boat lift. And this is the work boat. This is the boat, according to Mr. Milan, that was actually used for the prop dredging. Per city meetings with Mr. Milan, a site meeting, and an explanation, a written explanation that he has provided, which is also in your packet, the dredging occurred during mean high water conditions over the winter months of 2007. We don't get very specific other than a couple of months over the winter of 2007. He basically explained during our site visit that he used anchor lines to tie the boat off to stakes on the corners of his property and also to the piles on his pier, and basically used the outboard motor, turning it backward, turning it left and right, and triangulating the boat in the mudflat and the subaqueous bottom to push the bottom sediment up into the wetlands. Now, these ground shots were taken almost a year ago at pretty good low tide conditions. And as I stated before, even though this doesn't show the extent of the subaqueous violation, it gives you an idea of what occurred and the scope of the activities. Notice the mudflat left remaining under the pier. This is all mudflat up here along this pier. The scope of the wetlands that were filled, this is all mudflat. As you can see, the mudflat carved out. This area was filled. This was the fringe marsh in accordance with the neighbor's marsh. Better shot. One of the best shots we have, a ground shot showing the extent of not only the dredging and the carving out of the mudflat, but following the line of the approximate low water mark that agrees with the survey information we've been provided and the aerials we've been provided as well. Looking to the north, this is standing on the neighbor's property. Point out this is mudflat here. This is clearly subaqueous. Well, it's now subaqueous. Looking back to the north, just the filled area of the wetlands. Now, the city also provided these historical aerials of 03, 05, and 07 to give us an idea of what's been occurring at this property. Want to point out specifically with 05 and 07, you see the piers being constructed at this time, and there's some semblance of either silt fence or some structure out in the water. Based on the information we've been provided with the surveys and the on-site visits, it appears that this is the line is also shown in the 07 photo. Dredging occurred on the channelward side of this line, and on the landward side it was filled. This is an aerial that the city overlaid with some of the drawings attempting to show the new low water and new bathymetric contours. As this relates to our jurisdiction, the VIMS comments stated that dredging shallow submerged areas alters tidal flushing and can lead to pockets of poor water quality. And especially in this environment where silty and fine-grained sediments are present, prop dredging can create significant water column turbidity for extended periods of time. This is the last slide. We have a scenario that we saw before. I'll keep this one up. And in terms of other agencies' involvement, the Corps of Engineers has stated that they intend to issue an after-the-fact permit with mitigation conditions, and the Department of Environmental Quality will take no action provided the Corps issues a nationwide permit. And as I speak right now, the Wetlands Board, having approved the restoration plan last month, they are awaiting revised drawings. Now I'll go into the summary and recommendation. While the majority of Mr. Milan's dredging efforts seem to have been concentrated in the tidal mudflats, according to the pre-dredge and post-dredge bathymetric survey data, his activities clearly altered and displaced approximately 300 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom. Staff does not recommend the after-the-fact permitting of this dredging, nor would we have recommended permitting this type of activity had it been presented in an application form. Also, staff does not endorse attempting to fill the dredged area to its pre-existing contours, as this would certainly result in further disturbance to the marine habitat. Although it remains unclear how many days or hours Mr. Milan spent prop dredging this area, staff feels that the impacts to state-owned bottom should be cumulatively considered as one significant violation. Unfortunately, there appears to be no other recourse than to recommend that civil charges be considered for Mr. Milan based on a significant degree of environmental impact and a major degree of deviation and noncompliance in accordance with the Commission's civil charge matrix. Furthermore, staff also recommends the assessment of $540 in royalties for the unauthorized dredging of 300 cubic yards of material at treble the maximum allowable rate of 60 cents per cubic yard. And I'm available for questions, and Mr. Milan is also here today.
Anybody have any questions?
I have one question.
Mr.
McCluskey? WCI drew the plans and submitted the drawings and made the application, is that correct?
Excuse me?
WCI.
Yes, sir. Waterfront Consulting, Robert Simon, Simon.
Who did the actual dredging, prop dredging?
Mr. Milan himself, with his work vessel. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear.
Thank you.
And I will state, according to conversations with Mr. Milan and his summary of events, no one else participated other than himself.
Any other questions? Thank you. Mr. Milan here? Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
State your name, please.
Thomas Milan.
Okay.
I don't deny that what I did with the prop judging, I didn't know that it was wrong. I've been through this with the city. After I've been through this with the city and found out the severity of it, I've taken some steps. I've joined the Lynnhaven River Now organization. I'm a Pearl member. I've participated a couple times in river cleanups. I've already had to date. I've had to pay out about $10,000 between fines and getting the consulting company to help me through this. I have about another $20,000 or more to complete the restoration. I'm supposed to do that sometime this summer.
So you said $20,000 to do what?
The restoration plan the city has put forth to me. The
That's
estimates
in
I'm
addition
getting.
To the $10,000.
That's an addition to a total of $30,000 so far. This is the cost of this. I don't have anything to say. I know it was wrong. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to do it again. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
How many times did you take the boat down to
well,
do that?
Well, you know, that Justin asked me that. You know, I don't know. You can't do it at low tide. It's not possible. So I did it a few times over the course of the winter. It's a very, very soft, soupy bottom. So just a few seconds there, it's an area that cleared out. So I don't know how
many
times.
Maybe 10 times at the most.
I would guess around that. Not a whole lot more than that.
Anybody else?
One other question.
Mr. McCluskey?
The City of Virginia Beach is planning an extensive dredging operation.
Yes, sir.
In the Western Branch.
Yes, sir.
Will that go in front of your property? Will that help you?
Yes, sir. It will.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Mr. Tankard?
Have you just moved to this property? Is this something new to you, the water?
Well, when this happened, I had no idea about the Wetlands Board. I didn't know about VRMC or Army Corps of Engineers. I still have to wait some sort of fine or something from them, I guess. So I just had no idea.
So this is somewhat new to you, is what you're saying?
Anybody else have anything? Thank you, Mr. Mullen.
One last thing I'd like to ask. I was talking to Justin about this. Is if there's any significant fine, if I could get asked for an extension on payment of it. I understand it's usually 30 days. I have the cost of this coming up in the next few months. It's going to be quite significant for me. So if I get some sort of extension, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, the matter's before the commission.
Well, you know, staff has recommended a one-time civil fine of significant and major degree. I would almost say, and we could even consider one for each day that he did the job. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but you know, we all know that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. So I would tend to, you know, say that I think that the staff is being generous, and I wouldn't be upset at taking their suggestion. But I'll defer to the other end down there.
Mr. Tanker.
Well, I don't know if I deserve that deferment, but in any case, I do agree that that some of the projects we've looked at before have included many, many acres of Tobacquist bottom or various channels. This seems certainly not something we'd like to see, but I could go along and would make a motion for staff recommendation of the significant and major, which I think, if I remember right, is $10,000 in the fee for the 300 cubic yards.
I'd second that.
You've heard the motion. You've heard the second.
I'd like to add an amendment if possible. The applicant has requested a extension beyond so he can do the work. I would suggest maybe that if he gets the work done in the 30-day, what is it supposed to be completed by when?
Well, I have until October to complete the work, but I plan to complete it early this spring. By June, I hope to have it done.
So you're requesting extension until June
30.
Just to clarify, that's work required by the Wetlands Board per their. Want to make sure that was clear.
Okay. So, would it be out of order to ask for an extension of maybe?
You can want to amend the motion.
Yeah, amend the motion for an extension to end of August.
Accept the amendment.
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Mr. Robbins, accept the second. Okay. Entertain a motion. Entertain a motion for the amended motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Unanimous. Okay. Let's see. Item 10. Mark, you're right. Seen a lot of you today.
Yes, sir.